I have been shown that our disappointment in 1844 was not because of the failure in the reckoning of the prophetic periods, but in the events to take place. So, but today we have people that say, no, no, no. What the pioneers understood about the 1290, the 1260, and Daniel 12, and the 1335, they were wrong on their prophetic reckoning. Sister White's very clear. They were not wrong on their prophetic reckoning. But let's continue on now. The earth was believed to be the sanctuary, but the sanctuary which was to be cleansed at the end of the prophetic periods was the heavenly sanctuary and not the earth as we all suppose. The Savior did not enter did enter the most holy place in 1844 to cleanse the sanctuary, and the investigative judgment had commenced for the dead. I have been repeatedly urged to accept the different periods of time proclaimed for the Lord to come. I have ever had one testimony to bear. The Lord will not come at that period, and you are weakening the faith of even Adventists and fastening the world in their unbelief. There have been plainly set before me events of great and thrilling interest which must transpire before Christ will come. Satan will move mightily from beneath and will elude the world, while the Lord God omnipotent will move from above and prepare a people to stand in the great day of his wrath. The time-setters have pronounced the curse of the Lord upon me as an unbeliever who said, "My Lord delayeth his coming." But I have told them that the books of heaven would not make my record thus, for the Lord knows that I loved and longed for the appearing of Christ. But their oft-repeated message of definite time was exactly what the enemy wanted, and it served its purpose well to unsettle their faith in the first proclamation of time, which was of heavenly origin. The world placed all time proclamation on the same level and called it a delusion, fanaticism, and heresy. Ever since 1844, I've borne my testimony that we were now in a period of time in which we are to take heed to ourselves, lest our hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that the day come upon us unaware. Our position has been one of waiting and watching with no time proclamation to intervene between the close of the prophetic periods in 1844 and the time of our Lord's coming. We do not know the day nor the hour or when the definite time is, and yet the prophetic reckoning shows us that Christ is at the door. Brothers and sisters, she says that we are now in the waiting and watching time period. That's part of the story of the ten virgins. They're waiting and watching for the Lord's return. We're now in the second phase of the second fulfillment of the parable of the ten virgins, and she says very specifically in this second phase, time prophecy is not part of the scenario. There's definitely going to be a message. The message is definitely going to be connected with a purification process, but it isn't the time prophecies of Daniel chapter 12 that